This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in Central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We are jam-packed today, and we're loving it because we're going to talk about UNK going to two NCAA championships, wrestling coming up first. We're going to be joined by Mark Bauer and, you know, some little guy that thinks he's good, you know, and you know, might be ranked number one, you know, in the country, regardless of division. Tervell DeLogne is going to join us. Also, UNK women's basketball coach Carol Russell, they're getting ready for just, you know, a splendid trip to Vermilion, South Dakota. Where else would you want to be at this time of the year? Thank God there's a Division II tournament there to play, and they've got that going on. Also, Whoopers and Hoopers, the biggest basketball tournament in the state of Nebraska, will be going on this weekend. We're going to be talking about that. And Sean Callahan comes to town tonight, Daddy, with the Husker recruiting video, and he's going to join us to talk more about that towards the end of the show today.
Well, hopefully I'll have everybody bailed out by the time he needs to get out of town and can come to Kearney and enjoy the night at Jersey's tonight about 7:30. That's going to get underway.
We've got an email here from Nail in Gannon, Pennsylvania, who says, I will not be able to attend the Division II Wrestling Championships. Thanks, Nail McGrath, Gannon, Pennsylvania, getting a hold of us here. That's who Tervell DeLogne will wrestle in the first round. Tervell, thanks for coming in.
He's
on the Doug
scared.
And Danny Show.
The guy's scared already.
I'm happy to be here.
Tell me a little bit about this poor kid. He must have backdoored his way into this tournament. I mean, can you tell when you wrestle some of these guys that there's a little fear in their eyes now?
I don't know about fear. I think it's more caution. They don't want to make mistakes. But, I mean, some of them really try to slow my pace down, and it's kind of frustrating sometimes, but you just got to deal with it and wrestle, do my stuff, and kind of try to control the pace.
Tervell, people I think out there want to know health-wise, how are you?
I feel great. I feel better than I've felt in a while. I mean, my aches and pains are gone, and my gas tank feels great, and I just feel awesome, excited.
You've still wrestled 34 matches this year, but variety of sports, I don't think it matters what it is, from the NFL to collegiate to high school. You don't want to miss time, but yet you haven't worn your body out quite so much by having to set out a little bit of time. Is that one of the reasons you think you feel better?
That might be. It was unfortunate that I hurt my knee, but hindsight, I think, you know, it helped the rest of my body recover, and wrestling, you know, just getting back into it, getting a break right in the middle of the season was, you know, probably nice. I mean, I probably would have not liked to got injured, but, I mean, it happened, and I guess you got to take away the best.
Tervell, talk a little bit about wrestling some of the best this year and getting the best out of you.
That's why I wrestle. I wrestle to wrestle the best. It's always fun to wrestle the top guys. Those are the matches that get me most pumped up. I'm sure that they do the same. I kind of like going out to the big meets, you know, wrestling the big Division I guys because they come after you, and I just those are the most fun matches. I mean, I'm here to wrestle, not dance around. So I love it when guys wrestle me.
Tervell DeLogne, UNK heavyweight, ranked number one in the country, joining us here on the Doug and Danny Show. They're heading to the Division II National Championships, which begin on Friday, going on at Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Tervell trying to defend his national championship. Give us a look at the overall heavyweight field from your eyes.
The heavyweight field is pretty tough. It's becoming a lot more of an athletic than a big guy that pushes field. A lot of lighter guys that are athletic that can move. It's a lot more fun. The guys that I've wrestled this year can wrestle. They're athletic. They can move. Good balance. And so it's gonna be fun. My side of the bracket, I'm actually pretty excited about because if the favored guys keep winning, then I'll see three guys that I've never wrestled in my life. So that should be pretty fun. So I'm pretty excited.
What weight are you at right now? What is your weight?
I'm sitting at about 240, you know, give or take 10 pounds. I mean, sometimes when I eat a lot, I'll be 245, and sometimes when I, you know, get a good workout, I'm about 235.
I was going to say, he's not 285.
No.
He's not 285.
285 is a cap. What's the lowest you can be in wrestling?
Well, the weight class below is 197, so I guess the lowest would be 198.
No, I have no chance.
A little exhibition before we get out of here?
No.
And him?
I have to cut off a leg for me to make weight, so I don't see that match happening.
A real leg?
A real leg.
Okay. Tervell, what about expectations of the team here? Coach Bauer's been telling us when we've had him on the show, all the injuries and been bouncing back and forth. What can this team accomplish this week?
The expectation is a national championship, and that's what we're going for. We're not going to be satisfied with anything else. And we're not going to hang our heads if we don't meet it, but, I mean, we have our eyes set on the national championship, and we all believe we can do it, and we have to come together and try it, and it's going to be a performance thing. The bracket draws, no one has an advantage. No one really has bad draws. No one really has good draws amongst the teams in the team race. So it's going to be whoever comes to perform out of the teams going for that title. And, I mean, that's what we've been set on all year. That's what we've been set on. I mean, that's what your goal should always be. You should always aim at the highest point. So we just got to wrestle our best. And, I mean, we're coming together. We have had some unfortunate injuries and some lineup changes and shifts, but we came together at the regionals, and I think we're going to be even stronger at the nationals.
Tervell, talk about the individual focus, which you need to advance in this tournament, but yet you still want to be out there rooting for the rest of your team on. How do you balance that out?
I think the most important thing is focusing on your performance, because the points do come from individual efforts. So I think that if everyone's focused on their performance and not affected by the things going on around them, I mean, say a teammate suffers a tough loss, things like that, you can't be focused on your performance. And you can definitely feel for them, but once you're on the mat, you have to really, really focus your emotions and not let them get the best of you and really try to wrestle your stuff, because if you do well and if everyone does well for themselves, then the team points will come.
UNK top-ranked heavyweight Tervell DeLognev joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Who's your wrestling partner in practice? Who works with you?
I have a couple guys. I really I have a couple lighter guys, and so I get a chance to, you know, they kind of rotate on me, but I really try to attack the best from everyone. My main partner is our 97-pounder Derek Ross. We have kind of a really good flow in drills and things like that. But when I'm working my hand fighting, we have a freshman, Justin McCain, who's a stud, and he's really, really strong, so I really try to attack and work on my hand fighting with him. And Frank Kuchera.
You ever just kick the crap out of him?
Oh, not bad. He's really tough.
You can tell the truth.
No, I never really kick the crap. I really just try to wrestle him as tough as I can. And, I mean, he's actually improved so much from the beginning of the year. It used to be a chore to wrestle him, just because he was kind of awkward. He couldn't really control himself, and he was just so strong that he just kind of battered my head in, and I would just try to kind of steer clear of him. But now he's learning a lot of technique. He's learning how to flow, and I really enjoy hand fighting with him and wrestling with him. So I could tell from the beginning of the season, it's like night and day to where he is now. So he's becoming one of my better workout partners. And guys come in and out of the room. Frank Kuchera, past national champ for us, he comes in. He's a little lighter, but he's real technical, and he helps me with my foot speed and things like that. So I kind of get a variety, which is good.
Tervell, beyond this tournament, goals and aspirations for your wrestling career?
Goals and aspirations are, of course, an Olympic title, a world title, wrestle till my body can't go anymore. So, I mean, however many I can get.
No, it's crazy because you did not wrestle. They found you late, correct?
Yeah.
I mean, you are not a fourth grader going all over the country to these tournaments.
No. I started in high school.
Well, it's an amazing story, and he's going for back-to-back national championships. And, Tervell, we sure appreciate you joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and best of luck this weekend.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Let's get Mark Bauer in here for a couple of comments, because we appreciate their time. They're actually going to take off here at noon so he can enjoy some meetings tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
And a press conference. Tell me, because I don't even know if I've asked you this off-air. I haven't had an opportunity to go outside of Kearney to the Division II National Wrestling Championships. And Iowa, huge. What's it going to be like? What has it been like when you went to Division II events in Iowa?
You know, in Iowa, obviously, it's a hotbed. You know, you start talking Midwest. We always kind of have this slogan we hear in the wrestling world that the best is in the Midwest. And it isn't just that. I mean, it has a rich tradition in Iowa, obviously. Iowa, Iowa State, you know, powerhouses in Division I for centuries. And so when we go to the National Dual Championships in Cedar Falls, Iowa, actually, you know, they host that in the Unidome. And, And obviously there's some, you know, some Iowa schools there, but for that football stadium to be as packed as well as it is, it just shows what kind of support's going on there. So, you know, this is interesting. Upper Iowa, it's a, you know, a second, third year program in Division II, and they're a decent program. They got some good young kids. And so I think it's going to be a good turnout. I really do. They're hosting this in a really nice event center, kind of like the Quest. And so it'll be interesting to see what kind of a turnout it is. I know when we go back east, it's pretty dismal. You know, it's tough, you know, and now they're talking about possibly next year it being in Houston, Texas. And I know there's not, you know, high school wrestling in Houston or in Texas is booming right now. You know, there's programs popping up all over the place, but there's no colleges that have wrestling down there. And I just don't know what kind of a turnout we're going to have. You know, obviously it's going to be tough financially for families to get down there.
Mark, for you guys to bring home the one trophy that you want to bring home, how many people do you have to get to the finals?
You know,
or is it about getting to the finals?
It's not necessarily always getting to the finals. You know, a few years ago, Minnesota won a national title without having anybody in the final, without having a national champ. And so, you know, it's like Travell said, you know, our focus is always performance, and our guys just need to go out and take care of their own business. Can't get wrapped up in the emotion of what's going on during the, and that's that momentum. If we can feed off, it's like our regional tournament this year. You know, I wouldn't say at the regional tournament this year things started bad for us, but Adams State and Western State, the first couple rounds, there were some pigtail matches, which, you know, prior to getting into the eight-man bracket, and then their first round, they were picking up a lot of pins. We didn't really have anything going bad for us yet, but we could have got wrapped up in the emotion that, man, they're picking up some pins. It didn't happen with us at all. We got on a roll. It started with Brett Allgood beating Dunning from Adams State, and it just started. It took off, and we got that momentum built up, and everybody kind of fed off of it. Same thing happens at a national tournament. It happened last year here with us against Central Oklahoma. They had a couple non-ranked guys that placed. They got to the finals, and so, you know, they rode that momentum, and everybody fed off of it. And so we're hoping the same thing can happen with us. You know, it's not about getting a lot of guys to the finals, but obviously getting as many to the finals is huge.
Well, Travell saying that individual focus, but yet you talk about the momentum of, you know, one person. These guys follow what their teammates do.
They do.
Maybe they're not on the side of the mat like you would see in some high school match. You know, really cheering and getting deeply involved. I would assume. But that individual focus is where it's got to be, or you're going to be the guy on your back.
Exactly. You know, before every tournament starts, we always talk to our guys, get as close to the mat as you can, you know. We want a biggest corner. You can only have three individuals in the corner, two coaches and a trainer. But 5 feet behind that line, we want everybody right there. And we want, you know, our guys cheering and pulling for these guys, because a little pressure, seeing all those guys there, you know, having nine guys and, you know, representing us at the national tournament, that's huge. And but we can't get wrapped up in the emotional part of what's going on there, because that's what can tear a team down. You know, going to this national tournament, I will tell you, all year we've talked about our injuries, shaking the lineup up, these guys really stepping it up and filling some spots for us. But right now, Minnesota State Mankato, the number one ranked team in the nation, they're riding a high. They won the national dual championships. They had a phenomenal dual season. They just won their conference championship. You know, they haven't had the hardships we've had this year. And, you know, to be able to pull through those hardships together, that just, you know, like Travell said, we're clicking right now. And we just hope to continue to click at the national tournament.
Mark Bauer, the UNK wrestling coach, you can tell he's got a good feeling going out there. Maybe as good a feeling as maybe you've had all year long. But let's break it down. When we're watching all weekend long, where's the round that's going to tell us a little something? Because as I'm looking at some of the back story here, I guess what I'm saying is, where are you going to run into Mankato? Where are you going to run into UNO? Where are you going to run into Central Oklahoma and some of these teams that could challenge for a national championship? Because that's what it usually comes down to, the head-to-head matches against teams that are in the race.
Unfortunately, Travell has nobody on his side. That he doesn't have Omaha, Mankato, or UCO on his side. Good thing is, those three guys are on the other side going to be beating each other up, which is great for us. But we've got individuals like Brett Allgood, on the other hand, starting first round, quarters, semis, he's got a UNO, UCO, Mankato. And so individuals like him who, you know, he's only got four matches under his belt this year. He's 3-1 right now, but he's a two-time All-American national champion from two years ago. And I tell you what, he's clicking right now. And so he's an individual that could knock off three of, you know, those three schools, boom, 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 before we even get going. And honestly, he should do it. I mean, if he's on and things are going well, he should do it. We've got some other big matchups. Joe Ellenberger and Jeff Rutledge. Jeff Rutledge is going to meet up with Kyle Evans if all goes planned in the semis. And Joe Ellenberger would have the number one ranked guy. Of course, Joe's number two at 157. Mm-hmm. He would have Roten in the semis as well. We've lost 1 point matches to both those guys. And so, we've talked about Joe wants to go out and force the tempo a little bit more, you know, his offense a little bit more instead of sitting back waiting, because Joe has phenomenal defense. His defense is the one thing that has separated him from the rest of his field. And just his overall confidence. He's wrestling really well right now. And so we do have some big matchups in some of these matches. I'm very happy with where we're sitting at 174, 84, 97. I feel like we got some really good draws in those weight classes. Paul Sutton would have Heath Jolly, UCO's guys in the quarterfinals. Paul's wrestling really well for us right now. And so we're going to have some, you know, this is going to be a team effort, obviously. It is an individual sport, but it does take a team to win a national title, and this is a team that can do it.
You ever feel bad when you see, like, I mean, just Joe Lichtenkugel from Wisconsin Parkside is going to face Tervell? Do you ever like, oh, Joe, it's just going to be a bad way to start your day?
You know, I'm always hoping, and Tervell's always been the type of kid, I'll never forget, his freshman year, he came up to me and we were going to the UNO Open. He's like, Coach, do you know who's in my bracket? Matt Fields, this guy, that guy. He goes, those are the guys I want to wrestle. And that's how Tervell is. There's not a lot of guys that bring that attitude to college athletics. I don't care what sport you're in. You know, they look at it as like, oh my gosh, that's a mountain. I can't get over that mountain. Tervell is one of those guys. He's been looking for that mountain to climb. So when you talk to him about, you know, their fear in their eyes, you know, they're cautious. There's some fear there because they know who they're competing against. They know what kind of heavyweight he is. And aside from that, they've got a coach that's, you know, buzzing in their ear. Hey, watch out for this. Watch out for that. Watch out for this. They don't know how to defend that. They don't know how to wrestle that. And so, you know, it's one of those things. Tervell's going to bring his A game. They may be a little bit scared for some of us, but on the other hand, there's some individuals we're going to be pairing up with. They're not going to back down.
Well, it is going to be exciting. I know you guys got to get on the road. I appreciate you coming in. Good travels. Best of luck, and hopefully we'll be talking to some national champions on Monday.
That'd be great. Thanks so much.
Mark Bauer, Tervell Delognev, UNK Wrestling, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good luck, guys.
Break and talk with Carol Russell about basketball right after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. There's just not enough O's in smooth to describe this show. Don't pay too much for your next pre-owned vehicle. Carney Auto Sales on East Highway 30 has earned a reputation for selling quality vehicles at prices you can afford. Carney Auto offers a great selection of quality cars, vans, SUVs, and pickups. And you can buy here and pay here, too. Need a rental car? Call Carney Auto and pay just $19.95 a day. Get the most for your money at Carney Auto, East Highway 30. Open weekdays till 6 and Saturday till 4.
Effort, drive, and determination build champions. Be there March 26th, 27th, and 29th at the Health and Sports Center in Kearney for the 2008 NCAA Division II Women's Elite Eight, hosted by the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Call 308-865-1563 or log on to ncaasports.com.
Discover Boating this Saturday at Buzz's Marine's first annual Discover Boating Festival powered by Honda. For a moment, let's forget about gliding across tranquil waters and reeling in the biggest catch of the year. Instead, let's focus on how easy it is to get started. Nebraska Game and Parks will be on hand to tell folks about Nebraska's 37 lakes just waiting for a family boat powered by Honda to cruise their waters. Plus, stories and photos shared by fellow boaters will be featured throughout our showroom. Discover the wonder that is boating at Buzz's Marine's Discover Boating Festival. Going on now through Saturday. Go to Buzz's Marine. Ring.com for more details.
Hi, I'm Bill Thomas with the Phoenix Coyotes. You're listening to the ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine across the area through the day today with highs around 63 with northwest winds developing and increasing to 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight's skies become partly to mostly cloudy, lows around 30 on the way to 56 for a high Thursday. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 57.
Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care.
John Daly's drunk somewhere. Okay, I thought you were going with the, he's in a Hooters tent somewhere.
Yeah, well, hey, John Gruden went out with him, so why isn't Gruden getting any crap about this? Fine, go ahead, teetotalers. Get on the air, bash him. That's fine. That's fine. That's fine. You know what? It's America, and you can bash anybody you want, I guess, at any time. But if you want to enjoy the weekend and take it right on into St. Patrick's Day, the Doug and Daddy Show is going to be broadcasting live our special St. Patrick's Day program this year from Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney. They are going to open Monday at 7 a.m., because why wouldn't you? And, Daddy, for breakfast. They're not waiting. They're serving breakfast. Green eggs and pancakes.
Really?
Yeah. You know.
Why not?
I'm guessing it's a green egg. They crack it open. It's a regular egg. I don't know, though, but we can partake in some green eggs and pancakes. They've got burgers for lunch. Happy hour from 4 to 8. $1.50 draws. Of course, they'll be green. $1.50 bottles. Going on at Cunningham's and much, much more. They've got all the party favors as well. Cunningham's Doug and Daddy Show live from 11 to 1, St. Patrick's Day, this Monday. We'll have the NCAA tournament brackets. There will be a lot of talk about the NCAA tournament, the NIT. We'll also be talking about how things panned out this weekend for UNK wrestling and basketball and Hastings College and the Huskers. And what happened to the Nebraska women last night? That was, you know what, that was about as disappointed as I have been watching college basketball all year long, because I knew that this was probably not a team that they matched up with real well.
But they're 4-12.
If they win that game, they're pretty much assured of an NCAA tournament spot. Now I think they're a bubble team.
They're sure.
Whether you like it or not. Well, I mean, I still think you put them in a bubble when you're talking 10th, 11th, 12th seed. I mean, they've slid from a 7 about 3 weeks ago to the last time bracketology. They were at a 9. This will put them at a 10 or an 11. Hopefully they get in. They don't want to go to the NIT, but it's sure no way to go into the tournament. They'll have a week and a half off. I really thought this was a team that would win last night, could probably beat Oklahoma State today with a good performance, and then be in the semifinals and really have something going. For what this team had going early in the year, man, it doesn't look good.
Well, Doug, it happened last year. I mean, it seems to, I don't know, down the stretch you get tired, down the stretch they, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it is. I'm sure Connie Urie doesn't know what it is.
Well, she's going to call Carol Russell and find out how to play in the postseason, because that's when the Lopers got hot last year. And even though they had kind of a cold, well, they had a really cold shooting percentage night in the championship of the RMAC tournament, they're ready to go make some noise in Vermilion, South Dakota. And we continue our UNK NCAA championship talk now with the head women's basketball coach at UNK, Coach Carol Russell. Good morning, Coach.
Hey, how are you guys?
Well, we're doing great. Now, let's get this out of the way. There's not going to be any hospital visits this next weekend, is there?
No, my husband isn't going to have to put you guys off while I'm in labor this year.
That was one of the weirder calls of all time. No, she's got something going on. Okay, let's talk to Tim then. Okay, that'll be great. That'll be great. Coach, you came through the conference runner-up. Fort Lewis got knocked off in the semifinals. I would imagine there was probably a little gleam in the eye there that, hey, we've got an even better chance to win the conference tournament, and now you're going to face off with them in the first round of the regionals here. Take us through your play in the conference tournament and then your chance to rematch with Fort Lewis here.
You know, I thought our kids gave great effort. You know, we played Colorado State Pueblo in the championship game. That's basically a home court for them, being played at Pueblo on the fairgrounds, but that's where they've played their home games the past 2 years up until their last two home games this year because their gym is being renovated. So, you know, you're playing on, basically we felt like an underdog going into that championship game. We much rather would have played Fort Lewis on a neutral floor, but that's what we're going to get to do this Friday. So we like our chances. We like our matchups. We're excited about getting Fort Lewis again. And on a neutral floor, like I said, we're excited about our chances.
Carol, talk about not just Fort Lewis, but the whole field as a whole. This is probably the toughest region in the nation, is it not?
It is. I would definitely say that. I mean, if you look down, you know, on all the brackets and all that, we were going through them on selection show on Sunday night, I'm like, you know, this is probably the toughest region, especially with South Dakota, North Dakota, and again, this is their last year of participating in Division II, and next year they're both going to Division I. But you look at teams like Concordia, St. Paul, Minnesota State, Mankato, you know, Fort Lewis has been in the top 10 all year. A tough, tough region. We're going to have to play extremely well.
What about the confidence of this team? I guess when I look at it and see that it was a 9-point loss, but way back in December, both teams are totally different this time around, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. We actually played closer than 9 points. You know, as a coach, you think you can foul at the end and get back in a game, and that's what we tried to do. But they're a very good free throw shooting team. So, you know, they played us in a zone, and we hadn't seen much zone that early in the season yet. That really, we struggled with it a little bit. So we feel like we're a better zone offensive team now since we have seen it a little bit more. You know, teams try and do that to us to stop us a little bit because we are pretty athletic, but Amy Mathis has been shooting us out of his own off zone defense, so we're more ready for it. We feel like this time around we're ready for what they can bring. We're able to watch them play in the semifinals when they did play Pueblo. So, yeah, we're prepared for them. We feel like we were kind of preparing for them last week because we thought that we'd probably be playing them in the championship game. Maybe we prepared too much, I don't know, but yeah, we're excited about playing Fort Lewis because we're familiar with them. It's better than playing a team you haven't seen all year. It's how we feel about it.
Carol, specific matchups in the Fort Lewis game that are going to be especially where you're going to favor one side or another?
As far as, like, our matchups with them?
Yeah, inside-outside game.
Well, you know, we're expecting they're going to play us in the zone again, try and make us forced to shoot from the outside. But we're not going to settle for that. We felt like we settled for that the first time around we played them. We're playing against zone. We're going to try and play to our strengths. Our strength as a team is not three-point shooting, although we do have some players on our team that are very proficient shooting the three-pointer, specifically Amy Mathis. But, you know, as a whole, that's not really the strength of our game. Our game, you know, is get to the basket, putting the dribble down, attacking the basket, getting to the free throw line. And when we do that, we can get on the offensive rebounding, get on the boards, and that's one of our strengths as well. So we want to try and play to our strengths, even though they're going to try and take us out of that play as in a zone. So that's something that we've really been working on all week long. They've got some great players. They shoot the ball extremely well from the three-point line, so we're going to have to defend that. They've also got a very good post player in Allison Rozelle, who's shooting, leading the nation in field goal percentage, shooting above 70%. And the reason is she doesn't shoot further out than about 5 to 7 feet because she's right there on the block, so we're going to have to limit her touches as well.
Carol Russell, the head women's basketball coach at UNK, is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's go ahead and play it out a little bit, Carol. If things go right, South Dakota would probably be your semifinal opponent, and then the team that won the regional, North Dakota, is the number two seed on the other side, although Concordia St. Paul's 28-2, and all these teams seem to have good records. What would be some of the things that stand out about South Dakota, North Dakota, should you guys meet up with those teams?
You know, I really do like the first round matchups. I think North Dakota is going to struggle a little bit with Wayne State. You know, I know that's funny to say, but Wayne State's got probably better and more athletic guards than North Dakota does. North Dakota just has got size on the inside, and Wayne State's got a 6'4 kid that I think will match up pretty well with them, although the size for North Dakota is more wide than tall. But it's going to be a good matchup, I think. If you look at all the first-round games, I think there's some good ones. You know, Concordia St. Paul has to play Mankato, and I think that's a toss-up too as well. Colorado State Pueblo playing South Dakota. Kip Drown is a very, very good coach, and those kids, they play extremely hard. He does a great job of getting ready to play in the postseason, so I think that'll be interesting as well in that matchup. But if everybody wins, it's supposed to win, and we win, even though we're the fifth seed. Playing South Dakota again, we're excited about. We played them there in early December this past year, and we did not feel like, at that time, we were like 4-0 heading into the game. I think we had a little too much swagger going on, a little too much overconfidence, and now our kids understand we got to show up and play extremely well to beat South Dakota. But I do think we can play with them, definitely, and get that win, too. I mean, things just have to, we just have to make sure that we're playing well, taking care of business. They've got a good post player. They've got great guards. One of their guards is named to the All-American team right now, something we've got to be concerned about, but we would like another shot at them, definitely.
Yeah, Carol, I did notice that subtle little shot about larger people like myself.
I mean, I'm not, you know, bagging on them. They're not fat or anything. They're just, they're wide, and they're solid, and they're tall, and they're tough.
Portly.
They're thick.
I would say they're solid.
Well, they're number five in the North Central Regional, but they're number one in our hearts always. UNK women's basketball team getting ready to head to North Central Regionals. And, of course, get your Elite Eight tickets today as the women will be heading this way starting on March 26th. Carol, we always appreciate the time, and best of luck to you and the ladies up in Vermilion.
Thanks. I really appreciate it.
Take care.
All right, bye.
Carol Russell, head women's basketball coach at UNK. The one thing that I think they have going against them, Daddy, is they're not sneaking up on them this year. A, conference foe right away. So they're Fort Lewis, also familiar. But after what the women did last year, nobody's sneaking up. But I think Coach Russell feels pretty good that if they could find a way to get to the finals, that it would be a different story this year. I think the battle to get to the finals would be tougher than getting through that final game there in the regionals. But three games, 3 days, there's nothing easy about it. They are going to be some very competitive games, I believe, up there.
Well, Doug, I never broke down the offensive and defense and what you thought was the one, you know, when you get down to those keys. I think it's got to be, you mentioned the shooting percentage. They did not shoot it very well in that final game. When you get an open shot, you've got to knock it down. I think that's what it comes down to. They defend relatively well. When you get an open shot, you've got to knock it in.
Well, I've said it time and time again, and it proved out last night. I think was it in the Butler game. Some kid averaged 5 points, five rebounds, went for 20 and 14. Now, I'm not saying that all of a sudden the number 7, 8, 9 kid on a team needs to think they're taking it over, but the number 6, 4, 5, 6 kids need to do what they're supposed to do. They need to stay in their role, and they need to do it well. And it seems to me when you get to tournament time, whatever the level, if your stars don't do it, you're not going to win. Let's just put that as a given. But if your 4, 5, 6, 7 people can have their games, that's usually where it's determined, and that's usually how you can pull an upset or win those 4-5 matchups, those 3-6 matchups.
Exciting time right now for UNK wrestling, women's basketball going on to the elite. You're playing in the elite of the nation in either sport, and it's fun to follow them during this time of the year.
Big East basketball tournament going on. Syracuse with the early lead over Villanova, trying to find out who loses to Georgetown tomorrow. We'll be back with more Whoopers and Hoopers. Wait a minute. What's a whooper?
Doug with more bird noises back after this. On the
Hey, this is Matt Schick, formerly of NTV and now with KETV in Omaha, Nebraska. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show. These guys are wicked good, or in English, terrible.
Doctors of Chiropractic are trained physicians in the art and science of spinal manipulation. They use this training to treat a wide variety of conditions, such as neck pain, back pain, headaches, and most sports injuries. For 17 years, Dr. John Klingensmith has provided chiropractic care that focuses on total body wellness. Maybe that's why in a recent Gallup poll survey, 90% of chiropractic patients judge their care as effective. So the next time life bangs you around, see Dr. John Klingensmith at Klingensmith Family Chiropractic. Call for an appointment today, 234-4940.
Doug and Daddy's Prairie Hills Golf Course, poll in one on the front page of ESPNSuperstation.com, is not a political poll.
Somebody floats a rumor and it causes you to ask a question.
You can phone a friend to see if they can help you out.
I guess I would go with the, he's not going to get an ovation from Hillary Clinton on that one.
No, it's not a political poll. It's about other stuff. Check in every day for the Doug and Daddy Prairie Hills Golf Course, poll in one, front page of ESPNSuperstation.com.
I agree with Madden.
Hi, I'm Justin McBride, PBR World Champion. You're listening to the ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine across the area through the day today with highs around 63 with northwest winds developing and increasing to 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight's skies become partly to mostly cloudy, lows around 30 on the way to 56 for a high Thursday. And weather, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 57.
White guy dance.
That's what that poor guy facing Terrell is thinking right now. Thanks for the memories. They haven't been that great.
If you never knew what a mat tasted, go ahead and work on that.
It'd be like that Russian guy facing our friend.
Jeez. 1-888 855-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. That's the phone number to call. You can email us anytime, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. The Doug and Daddy Tournament Challenge begins next week. We're going to have some great prizes again. Hogan's Golf USA among some of our sponsors. We're getting more great prizes, they're telling me, as the minutes go by. Not even the days, but as the minutes go by. Later today, you'll be able to go to the Doug and Daddy webpage, the ESPN Superstation webpage, and click and go right to it. You can get signed up, and then when the brackets roll down on Sunday, you can get in there and you'll already be all signed up. But we remind you that to be a winner this year, and this is not like 98% of the other contests, you have to sign up to be an ESPN Insider, which is on the webpage.
And, right, and Doug, this is for one reason.
Super Fan Club, I guess, is what it's officially titled.
But this is just so we can get you your prizes. Last year, we sent everybody, had the website up there for ESPN Tournament Challenge. People went there, so you would type in, like my name would have been Big Daddy 1, 2, and 3, because you can put in three entries. Well, if we don't know who Big Daddy 1, 2, and 3 was, we could not get you your prizes. It went into May last year.
We got about 90% of them handed out last year.
Right, but there are still 8 or 10 prizes that sat in here for 2 months because we didn't know who you were. We had to chase you down, and it just got monotonous and got old. So we're simplifying things this year.
Yeah, we want you to get your prizes as soon as possible. So all you have to do is go to ESPNSuperstation.com, and it's like every other place. You sign up on the web, you put your code name in there, you put your password in there. Basically, it's going to give us a way to contact you when you win a prize from ESPN Radio. And that is all we want. That's all we care. We're not sending you a bunch of junk. We're not going to bother you. You may get an email once in a while that says, hey, the tournament challenge is coming on. Don't forget to sign up. But that is absolutely all we're going to do. All we want is your information so that you're ready when the tournament challenge begins next week. And some great prizes coming up.
It will
go
not
to ESPNSuperstation.com. ESPNSuperstation.com. It's the first link in the upper left-hand corner, ESPN Super Fan Club.
I mean, you will not get a deal that says, because you're an ESPN Super Fan, here's a free prescription to Flomax. It has nothing to do with that. It will not be thrown around. We will not use that information.
All right. Okay. Shall we continue our basketball theme?
Yeah!
I think we should. It's the biggest basketball tournament in the Midwest. It is the annual Whoopers and Hoopers. Now, if I remember right, even though I don't think it says it here on my little cheat sheet, I believe last year was the 20th or 20th anniversary, so this would make it 21. Mickey Schaefer, tournament coordinator for Whoopers and Hoopers, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Is this year 21, Mickey?
It's actually year 27.
27. Well, it was 25 then.
25, yep.
I couldn't remember if it was 20 or 20. Okay. More brain cells dying. Hey, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. You guys this has to be the best time of the year because finally you get to run the event instead of setting the event up for all year.
Exactly. It's like we finally get to be able to get out and have the fun with the players and besides just sitting behind the scenes and making all the paperwork and all that stuff happen. So, yeah.
Mickey, talk a little bit about the A division. How many teams is in that and some of the people that will be coming to play in that?
For the men's elite division, we have 13 this year, and then in the women's elite division, we have only 4 teams this year. We were actually running into the NAIA conference tournament for the women, and so that's why our tournament numbers are down for the women's elite division.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting this year, Mickey. Just we've talked about this. The state tournaments in Nebraska were early this year, the way the calendar went.
Correct.
The NCAA is late because there was, let's face it, there was numerous times, and Creighton was a beautiful example. They'd go in and play Thursday and get beat out and be home Friday, and some of those kids that were seniors were already at Whoopers and Hoopers, and
yep.
We won't get that this year.
Nope, we won't.
But there's still some big-time names coming in. Throw some names out there to the people that they might get a chance to watch, besides just some of the local folks that they know from their city.
For the men's elite, from my understanding, is we have 9 professional or pro players. And I'm assuming when they told me they're pros that they're from overseas. And so, like, Eric Strand, I think I have, like, Scott Spady. These are a couple of the guys that are on the Mike Traders team, which is the local Hastings College basketball team that comes every year. And then there's Bruce Chubbuck, a couple of the ladies that, like, Carrie Hofstetter is going to be playing, if she's back in town.
Uh-huh.
And then, let's see, like, UNK, there's Tyron Niemeyer, I think is her name.
Taryn Neidmeyer, yeah, out of Sandy Creek. Right. Yeah, and I think Liz Herbeck's also planning to play.
Correct.
Is that right?
Yep. Great. And there's two sisters, Nicole and Jamie, I'm assuming, Kubek.
Coming out of Cambridge.
Yeah. So we
they were some, all right.
Yeah. We have some good teams that will be playing there. Two of the men's team for the elite division come back every year, and I guess they face off. And so there's a huge rival there between Scotty D's and Mike Trader's team. So that's always a good game to come out and watch.
Mickey, talk about the amount of just the coordination of so many different places and venues hosting games.
We have 14 gym locations, and we usually start rounding up the gyms for the following year the weekend after this tournament is over. And so basically we just call them up and say, you know, our tournament's going to be this weekend. Can we go ahead and get the gyms lined up? And so we start full force on the actual committee itself in September. So we have a lot of us that are working behind the scenes for an extended amount of time to get everything ready for just the one weekend.
Mickey Schaefer, Whoopers and Hoopers Tournament Coordinator here in 2008. It's going on with some games Friday and then rolling into Saturday, and championships are on Sunday. And, of course, one of the highlights is always the slam dunk and three-point competition going on Hastings on Saturday night. And I guess you got a couple of clowns coming over to help judge that thing.
We do. I think they're you guys.
Well, that would definitely be it. And that's free and open to the public. Now, I think you get a tournament badge for $8, gets you into any venue, any time to watch any game. But Friday or Saturday night, anybody can come out to that.
Correct. Slam dunk and three-point is open to anyone. And also people need to realize, too, that you do not have to be playing in the tournament to enter into the slam dunk or three-point. So if you're just someone in Hastings that wants to come out and participate in that, we do take 30 people for this three-point and 15 for the slam dunk. So anyone's able to participate in that. There is a $5 admission fee to get into that, but we do give out plaques and also cash prizes for winners. So,
Mickey, if somebody wants to go and check out the schedule of any of the divisions, where can they do that at?
They can go to the HastingsChamber.com website, and there's a Whoopers and Hoopers tab, and then just click onto the brackets, and then there's also a site location if they're not familiar with Hastings that tells you where all the gyms are at.
Mickey, Daddy, speaking of tabs, wants to know more about the Saturday night party.
Saturday night party. We do have a players' party. It is at the City Auditorium. It is free to all of the players, the volunteers, the scorekeepers, and the officials, but there is a $12 charge for anyone else who would like to come to that party. And absolutely no one under 21 is allowed. We check cards at the entrance, and then they're free to go on the inside. So.
Well, Mickey, we really appreciate the time, as always, here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Look forward to that slam dunk contest on a Saturday late afternoon, and look forward to seeing you.
Meeting you. Wonderful.
Mickey, thanks so much for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll see you Saturday night.
All right, thanks.
Whoopers and Hoopers coming up this weekend, the largest basketball tournament in the Midwest. And, of course, folks that have played in this for years and years and years. I mean, you know, some people that weren't successful at other things like spelling bees, you know, they get into this type of thing and they play lots of basketball, but it's amazing. Over 1,500 competitors, 116 teams from the Midwest will be playing in this men's and women's basketball tournament.
Coordinating this, way to be Mickey, because that's a heck of a job. When it's no real rest. The week after, let's start lining the gyms up for next year. So it is a big event. It continues to get bigger and bigger each year.
And, of course, also going on this weekend, make sure you fit this into your plans. It is Prairie Hills Golf new member open house coming up this Saturday. That's the deal, yeah. The open house is still on for this Saturday, but what they've done is they've moved the hole-in-one contest because the weather doesn't look like it's going to be all that great. So because the weather's not going to be great, they're still – it's perfect.
Okay,
for you. It's
I see perfect, what those yeah, crazy perfect, cats are doing.
Come out twice. That's what they're doing.
Wow, they're going to give away some half-price drinks, and who argues with that?
That's right. Free snacks, half-price drinks. You can see the new Prairie Hills. Check out the membership options and opportunities this Saturday from 10 a.m. till 9 p.m. Come in and see Nick and Curtis and Kurt. See the new clubhouse, feel the new attitude, and then your chance to win. You can probably get signed up right then for the $40,000 hole-in-one contest Saturday, March 22nd. You can win either a GMC Acadia or $40,000. And by the way, that's not a GMC Arcadia. That's a town a little bit north of Pleasanton. But it's an Acadia. That's a car. It's not an Arcadia, although there are some really nice things in Arcadia. It's an Acadia. Worth nearly $40,000. 50 non-teaching pros will qualify for a shot at the grand prize, $10 entry fee. You can find out more about the hole-in-one contest on our website, ESPNSuperstation.com. Click on the Prairie Hills ad, ESPNSuperstation.com. But most importantly, Prairie Hills Golf Course, new member open house this Saturday from 10 till 9, located just 10 miles north of Kearney on Highway 10.
Both are lovely.
We'll take
Arcadia
a break.
And the Acadia.
We'll take a break back after this with Sean Callahan to talk Husker football.
It was just last week during our programming meeting that the boss made this comment about the Doug and Daddy show.
We have in effect put all our rotten eggs in one basket. And we intend to watch this basket carefully.
These rotten eggs will be right back on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
If you live for Husker football,
go out there and do something about it. Let's go now. Come on.
You don't want to miss Sean Callahan of Huskers Illustrated Wednesday the 12th at 7 p.m. live at Jersey Sports Bar and Grill. No one is closer to the Husker football team than Sean Callahan. Sean will have a video presentation of all the members of the 2008 Husker recruiting class. And he'll elaborate on how each recruit will fit into the Nebraska system. Seats are limited, so get to Jersey's early. We'll see you Wednesday night at Jersey's, where the game and the grill is always on.
Stiff neck or an aching back is preventing you from working out, playing with your kids, or just enjoying special events? Salon Pause can help. Salon Pause. They're medicated patches that provide fast and sustained relief right where you need it most. No more stiff neck or aching back. Just lasting relief. Get back to enjoying the life you deserve with Salon Pause. Available at major drugstores, membership warehouses, and local pharmacies.
S-A-L-O-N-P-A-S. Salon Pause. Be more active.
Offer ends 4-12-08. This year, put your tax refund to good use. Turn your 1040 into Sony High Definition 1080p. Visit Sony.com/1040 to find out how you can save up to $400 on a qualifying Sony Bravia HD TV. That's $400 in savings on a Sony Bravia HD TV. So handle your tax return the easy way. Choose TurboTax. Then visit Sony.com/1040 to learn how you can use your tax refund and save $400 on a Sony Bravia HD TV.
I'm Drew Anderson with the Cincinnati Reds, and you are listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see a mix of clouds and sunshine across the area through the day today, with highs around 63 with northwest winds developing and increasing to 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight's skies become partly to mostly cloudy, lows around 30 on the way to 56 for a high Thursday. And weather, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 57.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. UNK Wayne State baseball today canceled. Field not really perfect, and they want it perfect for RMAC this weekend. Besides, they've already played four times. So
I thought the RMAC deal, they were trying to move around a little bit.
Huskers 10 in a row. After beating South Dakota State yesterday.
A little hairy there late, 4-3, and looked like the Huskers had a chance to get upset, but put on a couple three extra runs at the end.
7-3 win. They open up a Big 12 season with Kansas State on the road this weekend. We will talk with the head cat himself, Brad Hill, the baseball coach at Kansas State, on tomorrow's Doug and Daddy Show. UNK softball, as we both witnessed a little bit of yesterday, split with Shadron State. They will host
exciting fashion.
Molly Langerak hits the game-winning walk-off ding-dong.
Make it 3-2.
Casey Keck, the player of the week, announced before the doubleheader yesterday. Tri-City Storm fall 2-0 yesterday to Sioux City. And we've got some football news to talk about, but it's Wednesday,
and that means one thing, and that means beer and burgers tonight at Patty O'Malley's on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center.
Cheeseburger and
$1.50 for 5-9 burger. Fries, draw beer, it's all there for you. They got the fixings as well. You want some lettuce, you want some tomato, you want some onion, it's all there at Patty O'Malley's. Put on whatever you want, ketchup, mustard, $1.50, burgers, crisp-cut fries, draw beer.
Crisp-cut.
You want to stick around later, $2, Coors Light and Miller Light long necks, 9 to close. Where at, Doug?
Patty O'Malley's.
In the downtown Kearney Center.
You know what I find convenient? If you get there towards the end of the burgers, and then by the time you're done eating, it's like 9 o'clock, so then you're in on the long neck special.
Very nice. But you know what I find convenient as well?
Getting there early, staying all night.
That too, but that new TV they put up right behind the bar, which is spectacular.
Yeah. Well, I got to watch the women get their butts kicked last night.
Ah.
Unbelievable. Daddy, I want to go to the email here before we head to our next special guest. Wow, Ken says, if arrests continue at this present pace, Nebraska will have a game on this year's football schedule. They'll be playing the guards in the longest yard under two.
Oh, interesting, interesting.
As some friends of mine have always said, you know we got a chance at a national championship when there's criminals on the team.
Well, we're going to hear what Sean Callahan, our Husker insider, has to say about what happened this weekend right now on the Doug and Daddy Show. Sean, welcome as always.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Better than Andy Christensen.
Jeez.
What's going on here? Let's start there. Then we're going to talk about the fun festivities tonight. But football news that they don't want out. And yesterday, Bo Pelini and Tom Osborne releasing statements. Now, of course, Tom Osborne with an agenda, and I have no problem with this, but just making a statement that basically says alcohol abuse and binge drinking continues to be the number one problem affecting college students today. Educating our student-athletes regarding these issues is a priority for our athletic department. He went on to say a few other things. And Bo Pelini basically saying, you know what, we've had a team meeting, I've talked to these kids, we're putting in almost a zero-tolerance policy, even though every situation will be a little different. So I guess these are still college kids, but they've been put on notice.
Yeah, you know, more or less from what I understand, you know, Coach Pelini, you know, when he met with the team Monday night, it wasn't by any means a meeting where he just flipped tables over, but he told the guys, here's how it is, you know, I don't want to do this, but, you know, we're going to have to institute a zero-tolerance policy on this team, and, you know, the incidents that have happened this weekend can't happen anymore, and from what I understand, the football team and the players aren't allowed to go downtown at all anymore to any institution downtown, whether it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon or closing time, and then obviously, you know, they can't have any type of deals with off-field incidents with alcohol or anything. Otherwise, it sounds like that will be it.
Sean, is it your understanding that Mike Smith, he's up against his third offense, if I'm not correct, along with Nick Covey? What was the status of those guys right now?
Well, as far as I know, they're still on the team. You know, I have not heard any differently in terms of those guys being let go. We'll know real soon here when spring practice starts who's around and who's not. But from everything I understand, those guys are still with the team.
Sean, talk a little bit about tonight. You guys coming to Jersey Sports Bar about 7:30, going to get it underway and enjoy a recruiting video that was shown. You do this all over the country.
Yeah, this will be the third time we've been to Kearney now, and thanks to you, Tony, and Jersey Sports Bar for setting up the event this year. But just like the past years, you know, we'll show the entire film of the 2008 Nebraska recruiting class. I'll talk about each guy as the film shows, and then at the very end, we'll open it up for questions. And obviously, I'm staying up in Kearney tonight, so hopefully I've got my two Kearney tour guides to take me around town afterwards.
it could be a little scary. I just tell us a little bit about, as you've made some of these trips out now, where are you seeing the fans most excited? I think the Bo Pelini hire is probably, everybody knows and is excited about that, but what about the class? What about the actual recruits coming in? Who are they most excited about?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, the Pelini hire is clearly the thing everyone's excited about. I've been to Phoenix already. I was in Plattsmouth, Deschler, Nebraska the other night this week. So I've done a lot of them already, and Pelini's obviously been the main draw for people. But in terms of just individuals in the class, I think Josh Williams, the defensive end, Alfonso Dennard, the cornerback, Baker Steinkuhler, obviously the five-star offensive lineman, those guys have all looked great. Mason Wald's film has really impressed people. So it's a great chance. If you haven't got a chance to see many of these guys on film, tonight will be a great chance for you to see them and hopefully get a chance to really get some of your questions answered heading into spring practice.
Sean, obviously Pro Day also going on in Lincoln today as we speak. Several Huskers getting a chance to show off their talents in front of pro scouts. Carl Nix absent from that as Coach Pelini has basically told him he was not welcome, I guess, to attend and to show off for them.
Yeah, Carl Nix won't be there, which that's a pretty big blow for him, you know, and that's, I mean, it's interesting just because he really doesn't have much of a connection to Bo Pelini at this point. You know, he never played for him, but, you know, still has it's Bo's program, and the Pro Day is Nebraska, is ran by Nebraska, and he can make that decision. So I would guess Carl Nix will try to, his agent will probably try to get him at another school's Pro Day, probably somewhere on the West Coast, where he can work out, or he'll just do an individual workout his own type of pro day. But that's a pretty big blow. And if Maurice Purifoy is kicked out of the pro day, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if those two guys went to the same place to get a workout in, because pro day is a big part of the draft evaluation.
Again, Sean Callahan headed to Kearney tonight. Daddy, Sean, one more time here.
Jersey Sports Bar is where it's at tonight. I'm going to head up there, going to show you the recruiting video. Look forward to that. He's going to answer your questions. Maybe you've got questions. A lot of the walk-ons program backup, Sean's got answers for those questions as well. Come on out tonight, Jersey Sports Bar, about 7 o'clock. We're getting underway.
No cover charge, by the way.
No cover charge, free. Come up, just enjoy the atmosphere at Jersey's.
Sean, hey, we'll see you tonight, buddy.
Okay, guys, looking forward to it.
Take care, Sean Callahan, Huskers Illustrated, Huskers Insider. Jerseys tonight, 7 o'clock. Come up, enjoy it. Grab some food, grab some beverages, and Sean Callahan will be there. Daddy, Andy Christensen has posted bond and has been released from jail. A Lancaster County jail staff member said she did not know who paid the $50,000 that was required for Christensen's release. He's scheduled to be arraigned tomorrow.
Interesting, and judges removing themselves as well because they knew.
And lawyers.
And lawyers, and... Real mess, and it's one of those deals that leaves you shaking your head with so much promise. Obviously started the last three games, or the first three games last year, then was out with a knee injury, but just a sad, sad situation, and hopefully after last weekend, that'll be the last you hear about this type of Nebraska Cornhusker stuff.
And more breaking news. John Daly, this is new from when we started the show. He missed his pro-am time this morning at the Arnold Palmer Invitational in Orlando. Faces disqualification from the tournament. His curious absence comes one day after he was fired by his swing coach. Daly lost his PGA Tour card 2 years ago, invited to Bay Hill on a sponsor's exemption. Under PGA regulations, anyone who misses the pro-am without a valid reason cannot play in the tournament. Daly's agent has not commented yet.
Being hammered is not a valid reason, by the way.
Even Tin Cup showed up. Well, hey, it's a great Doug and Daddy show. Hope you enjoyed it today. We've got more guests coming your way as the week progresses. Brad Hill going to join us, the head baseball coach at Kansas State, on the program tomorrow. And we're going to continue to get you signed up for the Doug and Daddy Tournament Challenge for the men's basketball tournament, the NCAA. We want to thank the cast of characters that joined us on the program today. As you heard, Sean Callahan from HuskersIllustrated.com. Jerseys, spring football recruiting video tonight. Show up by 7 o'clock, and we'll get things underway. Also, I want to thank Mickey Schaefer, tournament coordinator for Whoopers and Hoopers, the biggest Midwest basketball tournament that gets going this weekend in Hastings. We will be there to judge the slam dunk contest on a Saturday night. And also, UNK wrestling coach Mark Bauer, women's basketball coach Carol Russell, as they get ready for the NCAA tournament.
Also, early next week, Arkansas rolls into Lincoln to face the Cornhuskers. Dave Van Horn scheduled to join us on Monday.
And Monday, we will be live at Cunningham's Journal for St. Patrick's Day. So have a good day.
Yeah, we'll see you on the Doug and Daddy show tomorrow.
Some of those fake Irish accents that drive us all crazy.
1460, 1550.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.